This is Foxcast OT, a podcast for clinicians made by clinicians. It's brought to you by Fox Rehabilitation. Find out more at foxrehab.org. Today, joined by Jen Ruoff of Fox Rehabilitation. Jen, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Jen, an occupational therapist, and you're the director of occupational therapy here at Fox Rehabilitation. What does that mean? What's your job like?
All right. So as the director of occupational therapy, my key focus is really about professional development and making sure that I am ensuring the quality of care that we provide from the profession of occupational therapy. So at the practice, we have about 300 occupational therapists roughly throughout the practice, providing them with the education, teaching, and training that they need to be able to provide the clinically excellent care.
That's not necessarily easy, especially because we're spread out amongst multiple states.
Yeah, it's not easy, but I'm always up for a challenge, and it's nice to, within our quality assurance department, we also have a regional branch of QA into the field. So every single region that we have across all of the multiple states that we service, there are regional quality assurance liaisons put into those regions that I support from an OT perspective, along with the SLP director and then PT director.
Yeah, pretty big job.
Yeah.
Important one.
Pretty cool.
Today we're talking about conferences.
Yeah.
And when we get together and we listen to presentations, you can network at conferences. It's often just a cool way to visit a new part of the country, which is one perk for conferences. As we get into the beginning of conference season, we wanted to make sure people out there who maybe have been to a lot of conferences, maybe are going to their very first conference, how to make the most of your trip. So how do you get the most out of your time there, walking away from it professionally? How can we do that? So you've got your top 10 list of how to prepare for a conference. Where do we start?
Planning is key. Organizing yourself and planning and really knowing what is your agenda. What do you want to get out of the conference? So I really think the number one step is preparing for the conference is developing and creating personal business cards. This is something you can Google, you can go online. I remember when I was first starting 10 years ago, I went to Vistaprint. At that time, they offered like free business cards. I just went on really quick to look up. They're now 100 business cards for $1.99.
Yeah.
So not too shabby. So that's the first thing I would definitely recommend is creating a business card. Second thing is updating your resume and making sure to print copies that are on paper that you're able to, when you distribute them, that someone can't miss it. Their resume paper, card stock, something that makes it noticeable, but not too flashy. You want it to be professional. You don't want it to be on like hot pink paper with
right.
all these graphics.
right.
But you want it to be something to where when they hand it to you, they're able to remember.
Right. Now, is this if you're explicitly looking for a new position, or is this even if you have a position, you never know?
I think just putting your name out there and getting to know people and building relationships and networks. And you want to leave that lasting impression. And that was something when I was looking for my first job and went to my first conference 10 years ago, I didn't even think about doing because I was just so nervous to even get into the field that I wasn't even sure what I really wanted to do, to where it's just good to get the experience. You have the ability at these conferences, if you are looking for a position, to do almost like an informal interview,
right,
to prepare yourself on what it's really going to be like to sit down with a future employer and ask questions and think about what it is that you want. And going to a conference, you have access in the exhibit hall to vendors and employers to be able to just go and see like, oh, I really want to go back to that one, or I never want to work for that company.
Sure.
You know, the recruiter was really dismissive or didn't have time for me. And you remember that. Rehab is a really small world. The more you get to meet people throughout these conferences, they remember you, mm-hmm. and you remember them.
It's a good way to leave your professional lasting image in the form of that resume. So make
Absolutely.
Sure you bring a couple of those copies.
Yep.
Where do we go next? Where's number
All
three?
All right. Number three is pack wisely. Kind of like how I said that rehab is a small world. You want to leave people with an impression of what you want them to remember you by. So packing wisely, I mean being prepared to wear business casual attire to the conference throughout the entire conference. I'm not saying you have to be dressed up in a black suit and show up like you're going for an interview, but again, professional is key. And that's something I look at, even just being the OT director, and I'm not going there necessarily to recruit people. I'm getting to know people. And there have been many times that I've gone to conference in the last 10 years that I've met a new grad that was graduating in the next year or two that I saw at the next conference and the next conference. And they just they left a lasting impression on me that I almost sought them out. Yeah. And they're OTs that I'm working with to this day, which is pretty cool that you just engage in that initial relationship at conference. Yeah. And then it's kind of something that is built upon.
Yeah, you don't know when you're getting sized up, even if you're getting sized up.
Right. So being prepared. And so though I wasn't talking about packing wisely as far as like packing your suitcase.
Right.
It's just packing wisely and making sure that you're prepared with the proper footwear and just putting across the impression that you want people to have of you.
Yeah. Time. Yeah. All right. Number four on your list.
Plan ahead. Definitely plan ahead. Review the conference schedule. Review the exhibitor list. Know who you want to talk to and what you want to learn, what you want to engage in. Being organized helps to keep you level-headed so that you're not stressed about the opportunity of going to conference. But then also, too, with that organization, if you have downtime, kind of stray in maybe a direction that you wouldn't have thought to go into. Mm-hmm. But with that planning and planning ahead, you'll know what downtime you have, whether it's you want to go sightsee or you want to participate in one of the yoga classes, or maybe it's that you just want to go talk and mingle with, you know, at a networking event or something you didn't plan on doing. So planning ahead is important.
I would add that after going to a couple conferences myself, you're going to want to do 20 or 30 things. You're probably going to get 10 or five, realistically, in terms of the size of conference.
Absolutely.
And then sometimes you want to do two things that are at the exact same time, and you've got to make some choices there early. And then know that you can audible. You can change. You can go into a session, and if it's not what you want for the first 5 or 10 minutes, it's okay to go check something else out. So, yeah. But planning ahead can kind of alleviate a lot of those situations.
Absolutely.
Where do we go now?
All right, number five. Number five, engaging conversation. Don't just walk up to tables and take the freebies. Engage in conversation.
Yeah.
That is something that, and talking with the SLP director and PT director as well, that is kind of offsetting when someone's just coming to take your pen and doesn't really want to engage in conversation. And again, never knowing what opportunities are out there, or maybe what you thought of a practice or a company or a vendor might be different in kind of what they have to offer you. So if you are going to take the freebies, just engage in conversation, because you never know where it will take you.
One of the slogans for the New York State Lottery is, hey, you never know. You never know what that interaction is going to bring you. Maybe it's just you meet someone who's really nice and is going to give me some insight. Or maybe it's a future employer. You never know. We're halfway done. Number six, where are we at?
All right. Network. Stay after sessions. Go to special events. Have the opportunity to take the time to network and get to know people and kind of build your name of what you want your profession to be, whether it's your first year in school or you're graduating this year, or maybe you've been a clinician for 5 years. Take the opportunity to network, because you have access at these conferences to probably 500 plus professionals.
And these are the people who typically are, look what they're doing. They're going out of their way to spend their free time at a professional conference. So those typically are the people who lead the profession.
Yeah. And honestly, this is something as the OT director that I have taken kind of a passion for when going to conference, is I don't go to necessarily recruit or sell what the practice has to offer. I go to build relationships and figure out what is out there. What is out there?
Right.
What certifications are available? What specialty? The board certification in gerontology, which I had just participated in and received in December. I went to conference over and over and kind of talked to that specialty group at AOTA for like 3 conferences in a row, to where finally I was like, all right, I just got to do it. I just got to organize myself and do it. So don't think that everybody is out there to kind of sell you on what they have to offer.
Right.
They're looking to possibly build relationships and
they're leading with education, they're leading with information.
Yep.
One thing I wanted to add with that in terms of networking, having a great resume is obviously important, but don't underestimate the importance or the value of someone saying, oh yeah, I know Jen, she's really great. If you've met with someone and next thing you know, someone asks, do you know that person? Having that, oh, I've met her, she's really great, she carries herself well.
Right.
That's huge.
Yeah.
I can't even put a value on that, but how impactful that can be for your career. Again, even if you're not necessarily looking for a position, it doesn't hurt.
Absolutely.
Number seven.
Stretch yourself.
I like this one.
This was something that I had thought about, that conference is an opportunity for you to do things you wouldn't normally do, or talk to people you wouldn't normally talk to. So say you go to a course and there's an expert in a specific area that you've read their textbooks, you've read journal articles they've published, and you never thought about meeting that person. Go up and introduce yourself. Figure out what it is and why they got involved in this. Ask them, you know, where they started and any advice they have for you. Just stretch yourself past your normal comfort zone and kind of seek to allow yourself to engage in the opportunities that are available at conference.
Just say thanks for putting on a great presentation. If you had a good experience, let them know. It's just good feedback for that presenter. That's really important.
Yeah.
Last three, number eight.
Use the conference app. This is something that is so beneficial, the way that we're utilizing technology and to be able to organize yourself. So what I do before conference is I go on the conference app, I bookmark or reserve every area and session and learning networking event that I want to attend, as well as you have the ability to make notes within the app. You can print documents, you can bookmark things. So I would definitely recommend utilizing the conference app. And it's a way to share on social media what you're attending, where you went. It's just it's a neat opportunity and something that these conferences put a lot of time and effort into, to where I think it would be towards your best benefit to definitely.
Yeah, sometimes technology can kind of overcomplicate things. Yep. This is an example where it really just, it does a great job of making things a little bit easier for you to see. You know, back in the day when I started going to conferences, you walked around with a giant book, like a course calendar, you know?
And they're still doing that, but
they
might do away with it.
Yeah, let's save some trees.
Soon. Yeah,
but it also
absolutely
makes it a little bit easier. And like you said, sometimes things change. A room, a presentation, you're sitting in a room, next thing you know, this isn't the presentation that you were there to see.
Right, because
it got moved.
Yep.
The app can tell you something like that. So it's super easy, it's free. It helps you make a playlist, essentially, for what you want to get out of it.
Yeah.
Number nine.
Follow-up. I think follow-up is key. Following up and having a plan for post-conference and really closing the loop to either the relationships that you built, the information that you want to seek out, the opportunities that you learned about. Even if it's something right now at that time you're not interested in, like you said, seeking out a new position or getting a certification, emailing that person that gave you their business card and saying, hey, I met you at conference, great opportunity, thank you for taking the time, I will follow up with you, or I will be in contact with you in the next couple of weeks. That leaves a lasting impression on me because it's just such a hurricane of events throughout conference.
It's a good way to put it. It is a hurricane of events. One small thing. You might lose that business card that you got, or someone might lose your card. But by taking that time to send the email, their email address or your email address is now somewhere in your inbox.
Yep.
You can find that, or they can find that again. That's an opportunity for maybe not a missed connection somewhere down the line.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So we're at the end. Number 10.
All right. At the end. So last one, pay attention. Take notes for the future. Listen closely. You will be surprised at what you learn or who you have met when you really take the time to pay attention and reflect. So you might go to a course that you're like, oh, I know everything about this topic. Why am I even sitting in this course? Maybe because my employer paid for me to go to conference. Take the opportunity for that hour course, 3-hour course, no matter what it is, and pay attention and listen. You might hear a gem that comes through that you're like, huh, I never even thought about that. Or maybe the speaker says something that's really engaging or something you're interested in, again, giving you the opportunity at the end of the session to be able to talk to them. So pay attention, and back to stretching yourself, making sure that you're making a name for yourself. Separate yourself from your friends. Don't necessarily go to the courses they're going to because you want to be a part of the group, or you go up to an exhibitor because they want to know more about them and you're just standing around. Make the most use of your time and pay attention and listen to what's happening.
All right. So real quick, create a personal business card, update that resume, pack wisely, make sure you plan ahead and engage in those conversations in and out of the presentation rooms, network, stretch yourself outside of that comfort zone, use tech. Those conference apps are fantastic. Make sure to follow up and then reflect. We hear that a lot in school. But it's actually valuable. Reflect and pay attention to what you can learn and what you are learning at your trip to a national conference. Jennifer Ruoff, Director of OT at Fox Rehabilitation, thank you for this. This was really invaluable.
Yeah, it was my pleasure. I enjoyed doing this.
Thanks for listening to Foxcast OT, a clinically excellent podcast. It's brought to you by Fox Rehabilitation. Listen to other episodes or read articles and position papers at foxrehab.org.